His loyalty to his chosen mate is above question. Although if he finds he has chosen an unsympathetic or incompatible woman, his disillusionment may tend to show itself rather openly.
I ain't never seen no black folks on leave the beat. Nope. So you fucking ain't right, I get down with your fever. Yeah. Born all your women for payback, but I dated one chick who just didn't understand her advance. Molly did more than pop Molly, an ex-coke head with a coke bottle body. Rolling in the punch bowl, wasted at a party. Caught a DUI, but the judge plays golf with her dad. Art school dropout, bull in a china shop, prime time psycho. Drunk by 5 o'clock, but lo and behold, at the tender age of 37, a great job and a loft. And tried back. Wow. Yo, how the fuck did that happen?
I have no idea.
All she ever got dick from was rapping. No degrees, no certifications, making 100K a year, plus vacation. Only job she ever had was in a fucking restaurant. But she's a white chick with rich uncles and aunts. And now she's head of advertising. But that's me being dumb, not realizing that a pretty white chick with a hell of an ass can always cover up a real devious path. And my high yellow black ass did everything right and ain't been a near motherfucking job in sight.
So now we're beefing, but she don't understand. She's got an advantage.
What's it called?
White privilege.
White schools say follow your dreams. Black schools say get a safe job and pray.
White privilege.
White folks say police are just doing their job. Black folks say yo don't sue.
White privilege.
In NYC, that's the way it is. This chick even took my DJ.
So now me and Molly got problems. She's wondering why I keep coming up short on the job hunt. Got more face tattoos in the game, and every scene's the degenerate. Know the bitch name. Last week she just got a promotion, pays downtown rent, balling so hard she's moving to Brooklyn. Doors keep slamming in my face with the real disgrace. The bitch thinks that I ain't looking. Graduated cum laude, never been arrested, wrote a book, had a career. But what's insane is she don't know a black man in America can accomplish that and still only get job calls from edible arrays. Smartest brothers I know make 10 bucks an hour, but what the fuck you expect when you got no power? You're dating interracially, she's gotta understand how the cards stack up against the average black man. Can't compare me to Chad or your frat boy dad who live life on the edge in opportunity land. If you're black and get a DUI, you can't even be a messenger. So don't ask that I apply at Morgan Stanley. I ain't got the luxury of living on some YOLO shit. When I hit 30, just turn it all around. So if you date a white chick with privilege, gotta pull the bitch out the house for a second, burn it to the ground. See what it feels like. Broke up with Molly, party like a rock star and waltzed in the real life. White privilege in NY means life for dress rehearsal. So fuck it, pot, I coke up real.
So now we're beefing, but she don't understand. She's got an advantage.
What's it called?
White privilege.
White schools say follow your dreams. Black schools say get a safe job and pray.
White privilege.
White folks say police are just doing their job. Black folks say yo don't sue.
White privilege.
In NYC, that's the way it is. This chick even took my DJ gig.
Oh my god.
So brothers, if you're dating interracially and your girlfriend asks you, how come you're not making as much money as my friend's boyfriend, like Chad and Hunter? They're making so much more money. What you have to do is explain that time when you worked in corporate America. You know, you remember when you worked in that office, right? And you were on your way up the ladder.
I was a similar
and you threw a paper airplane in the office. And you got caught throwing that paper airplane. You got demoted to the mailroom.
That was fucked up.
Meanwhile, the guy in the cubicle next to you is the CEO, and he was fucking all the secretaries and snorting coke off his desk. Yeah, that's what you gotta explain to her.
And I'm still in the mailroom.
But yo, I'm not mad at white folks. No, 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 I'm mad at us.
That's right.
It's black people insist on behaving and underachieving.